Hey man, what it do, dog? Y'all know what's going on? Shit, it's Tonio Talks, man. One of the greatest podcast stations to ever fucking do it, man. I talk about it all, man. I talk with anybody and everybody, whoever want to listen and whoever don't. Long as you're tuning in and you're taking the messages and it means something to you and it helps you change your life, this is where you're going to come to. This is where I want you to come, you feel me? I want to help y'all out. Today, I'm going to do a little special segment on Tonio Talks, man. Tonio going to talk with the guys, man. We got to have a little discussion, dog. So, rolling blunts up, man. Pack them bowls out. And I know for everybody who drank, man, fill that cup up, dog, with that favorite juice you like to sip on, man. I know what to do. Let me hit my shit. I got a bowl pack. All right, fellas. So, dog, I want to talk on some shit I don't see us talking about too often, dog. And that's discussing how us as men know our worth. You know, like knowing what we contribute to ourselves and to the world. We have to realize, man, we are worth something too. Our happiness doesn't just come from our women. We have to also build our own happiness too. We have to love ourselves just as much as we love our woman. Because if you don't love yourself as much as you love your woman, it ain't gonna really work out too much, too good. So you have to take that in. We have to take that into consideration, dog. Like, it sounds like something that I ain't manly or whatever the fuck you, however the hell you want to put it, but that's something we need to consider, dog. Like, we ain't just no money making machines, dog. That shit gonna come and go. So we gotta take care of us first. Money ain't gonna always take care of us. It'll take care of the things that we want, but we know that. I mean, we gotta know that, man, we are just as important. Us as men, like, I feel like we need to talk about what kind of influence we are, you know? Like, when we, you know, grow up and shit like that, like, we paid attention to a lot of different men, you know, to see what being a boy or see what growing into a man is all about. That's all we had, because when we were born, shit, we were empty. So we had to fill ourselves up with information about ourselves, and how we did that was the things around us and the things that we took in, with other men being one thing. So we got to understand that a lot of our actions are due to what we grew up watching, you know, like how we treat our women and shit like that, and how we treat ourselves. Like, man, we got to understand, dog, that we have to shape ourselves as men to be the men, to be the man that we want to be the best man possible, you know, because our influences are major, dog. Like, when for the guys who have, you know, sons and shit like that, like, y'all know how important it is to treat their mother in front of them, you know, because that's how they gonna treat a woman, you know, once they spread their wings and fly out into the world. So we know that shit's important. We also know that we gotta teach them how to maneuver through the world and all of that shit. But at the same time, like, they gonna learn that shit on their own. I don't have kids, so I can't really speak too much on it, but just showing that, like, our influences play a role, dog. Like, we can't be out in the streets and shit like that doing all this dumb ratchet shit and then thinking that shit don't affect nobody else around us, you know? Like, we have young dudes watching us all the time, man. And they glorify watching that sucker shit, and we gotta realize, dog, we have to influence, we have to be a greater influence than allowing them to look at that shit and think that that's what makes greatness. You know, we can't allow, like, let me see how to put this shit, man. Like, say for instance, like, man, you know a couple dudes and shit like that. Not saying that, you know, we gotta take responsibility for other guys' actions and shit like that, but if it's a way that we can step in and we know that we can kind of, you know, say the right thing, then that's necessary. You know, like, say for instance, anyways, that you got a couple homeboys or whatever, and shit, you got with you two younger dudes around you and shit, and you come around your homeboys and they kicking it, doing stupid shit, and it's like, even though you know that that's how they are, I mean, that's who they are before you brought them younger guys around you can still let them know, look, man, I got them around me, y'all can't be doing this shit, because, dog, I'm trying to show them that however, like you just trying to let them know that you're trying to set a good example in how they going about behaving and shit like that ain't, you know, a good example, you feel me? So, shit like that, like, that'll let your homeboys be like, shit, he ain't lying. I mean, I can't be mad at him for that shit, you know? And it kind of make them think in their head, like, damn, I need to make sure that shit, I'm on point, you know? I can't be around this man, he trying to set good examples, you feel me? I'm gonna be holding my nigga back, type shit. Like, we can work as partners, dog. It's basically what I'm saying, you know? Like, we can work and help each other as older men help the younger generation. You feel me? Like, I take in a lot of wisdom from guys that's older than me and shit like that. It's like if it's some shit that I know that I can apply to my life and it'll help me out, I listen to that shit. I'm not open to all and any information, but I am open to the useful stuff, you know? But, like, just knowing that shit can make an impact and we're in control of that shit lets us know the major responsibility that we have as men. You know, like, what's another thing I want? Man, it was the most shit I wanted to talk about, dog. I know influence, like how we influence, was one thing. And I guess under that influence umbrella, I want to talk about the shit that we do. And another thing was, like, this the whole feud between, like this whole women doing men dirty and shit like that, man. We gotta understand that's not a real reality. That's only a reality that we done constructed in our life, dog. Like, we gotta dig deeper and realize why we look at women like that. Like, me, not speaking for myself, but, like, just speaking for the guys who see women as just dogish or whatever. Like, you gotta understand, dog, like, for one, we can't look at all women like that and then think that every woman that you get with will do the same shit, because that's just gonna continue to happen. We gotta realize, dog, that it's certain things that we do to women as men that we don't think is really too much, but to women, they can't handle that with their emotions, and so it's a lot for them. And we got to understand that shit. A lot of things that we look at small, women look at real big, and that shit affects them, so that makes women look at us different. So we got to, for one, own up to a lot of things that we do as men that we know that women don't really fuck with, dog. Like, we can't really try to speak for a woman, because a woman got their own thing going. They got their own life that they have to live, their own type of fears, dog, that we don't understand. You feel me? So it's ways that we got to treat women, you know? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, if you getting dogged out by a woman, you got to treat her right and shit like that. If you know your worth as a man, and you still with the woman that ain't treating you right or respecting you as a man, and you know that you a good dude and you sticking around, that's your damn fault. We can't show sympathy to that type of shit, because you should know where you stand in your life, dog. It'll take you some time to realize it, but after so long, If you don't get it, then you just ain't gonna get it, and you're gonna be stuck in that same cycle. But anyway, it's like you have to understand, dog, that we have to take care of, I mean, we have to make sure that we take care of our women, you know, in the best way possible. Like, we have to be there. We have to show them that they have someone to protect them, you know, show them that they have somebody to listen to. Like, how often do we think about, like, how much we tell our women they're beautiful and how much we appreciate them and shit? Like, you might find yourself shit into it with your woman because of something like that, and as a man you like, girl, that's nothing, girl, I can talk to you all day. But in her head she's like, it's not just about talking, it's about what we talk about, you feel me? Like, it's a lot of shit that we don't pay attention to, like, with our women, and that shit is an influence too if we have children, you know, younger dudes. Like, if we have you know, if we have sons, like, for those who got sons and shit like that, they gonna look at that shit, and that's how they gonna treat their women, dog. And we gotta understand, man, like, how we treat our women is what we get back in our relationship. So if you do find your woman bickering about something, first, look at yourself, dog. Make sure that it's not something you miss, because I ain't gonna lie, like, a lot of women don't speak up about a lot of shit because us as men, we kind of blow it off, or we look at it as small, so they don't bring it up. And that causes them, you know, to be closed off and not speaking up. And us as men, yeah, we get irritated by that shit, but we also gotta find a way to understand that shit too. Like, we don't have to beat it in their head that, hey, this, you need to speak up and shit like that. Find different ways on how to get your woman to, you know, open up and shit. It's always different ways to solve an issue. And us as men, we gotta realize that shit. You know? Like, I was thinking about, like, my relationship with my mom and shit like that. Like, when my relationship with my mom wasn't right, like, my life wasn't right. And that shit was crazy because I always felt like I was, like, I guess a victim or some shit like that. Like, my mom could have raised me different or something. But shit, when I got older, I realized, man, I'm glad my mama raised me the way she did, you know. And I started appreciating that shit more and just thinking about everything that my mama did for me, you know. And that shit, it's like, after I did that and, like, our relationship, my relationship with my mom got real great, you know. And things in my life started to, you know, happen and move like real crazy in great ways, you know. And it's crazy because it's like when you have that type of happiness with your mother, it's like it changes you as a man, because you have that one woman that brought you into this world that's proud of you, and you also have a woman next to you that you call your significant other that's also proud of you and happy to be with you and shit like that. And it's like that as a man is what brings that greatness, you know. I mean, like, that greatness is what brings us out as strong men, you know. Like, when you have that alignment with your mother and a significant other, it shows you that you've completed the cycle of becoming a man, but you know that you've made significant progress. And you know that if anything, you know that if anything, you know that, like, you weren't a bad example as a man, you know that you can provide, you can do everything that you need to do as a man, and you know that you know your value. My bad. I'm just trying to figure out how to get this shit out, dog. But, like, man, I don't know. Like, what's some more shit that I need to get out, dog? I feel like I talked about enough, but, man, I know it's a lot. Oh, shit, yeah. That's another thing. I want to really talk about how us as dudes, dog, becoming our own boss and shit like that, and, you know, just trying to strive to make sure we got our money up and shit like that, dog, we got to realize that shit is attached to, that shit's attached to how we treat ourselves as men. Like, real shit. Like, I didn't really start making a second income until I started, you know, working on myself and thinking about how to manage my energy and all of this type of shit. Like, manage what I bring into my life and what I put out into my life and shit like that. And I started to, you know, see more shit coming in, more money coming in, you know. Like, I didn't really focus much, like, at the time that I was managing how much energy I brought in, how much negative energy I put out and shit like that, just focusing on what I'm bringing in and putting out, basically. Like, when I was so focused on that shit, the idea of making a lot of money come into my life left my mind. And as I started to, you know, make progress with managing good people, great energies, good thoughts, accomplishing goals and shit like that, that's when that money and shit started to, you know, come in. And it's like, now money is more just, I guess, a material thing, you know. I know that I can use it to get the shit in my life, but overall, trying to chase money, I realized that I had to build myself up to be able to become that person to manage that type of money that I want to come into my life. You know, so fellas, if y'all worried about y'all money and y'all feeling like y'all not complete because your money ain't up, be satisfied with what you already have, but always contribute to where you can bring in more. You know, the more you contribute to the world, the more you bring in. The more that you build yourself up, the more that you build up things outside of you. You work on yourself, you working on your finances at the same time. Because if you're working in the field of self-discipline, then you will know how to discipline your money. You see what I'm saying? Like, so don't worry about, well, I won't say don't worry about your money, but just stay on point with yourself and your money will be managed along with that, you know? So don't think, I mean, another thing I want to talk about is, my fault, talking about, another thing I want to talk about was thinking that women want you for your money. You feel me? Like, get that shit out of your head. I know this is crazy and it's kind of off topic a little bit, but it plays a role too. Like, we gotta quit thinking that women are after us for our money and shit. Like, well, all women are after us for our money, dog. That's a bullshit reality that we shaped up. We gotta realize, man, that the only reason why we feel so threatened towards a woman thinking about our finances is because that's where we feel complete as men. And if a woman asks us how much we got in our pocket, we're going to feel threatened. Y'all can't always consider that a woman wants you for your money. A woman doesn't want to jump into a relationship with a man who's not stable and can't manage his own funds, who can't manage his own priorities. You wouldn't get with a woman that can't manage her priorities. So, I mean, that's just how it is. You know, well, I mean, as us guys, we don't really pay attention to how much a woman make. We really pay attention to how her mind is and shit like that or whatever. Like, as far as me, I pay attention to the mind, her emotions and all of that type of shit. I didn't really worry about how much money my woman was bringing in because I knew that she, you know, she worked hard and she wanted more for herself. And that's what I'm on. But anyways, like, we gotta stop thinking that women are after us for our money and quit feeling threatened by that shit. If a woman asks you how much you make and you tell her and she ain't fucking with it, then bam. So what? I mean, she not the only woman in this world. It's a woman that's gonna come to you and ain't gonna ask you shit about how much you make. And y'all gonna kick it off. So quit worrying about thinking that women after you for your money. Just worry about you. You feel me? Worry about making sure that you got what you need to, just making sure you got what you need to have. You know, don't focus on no type of shit like that, because That's not all women. I trust and believe me. I've met plenty of women that I haven't even dated that don't give a damn about how much a dude got. She just want to make sure he ain't with her to just fuck on her and leave, you know? Us guys, like, we gotta understand, man, like, it's a lot of shit, dog. We gotta touch bases on. But I'm gonna put that shit in other episodes, man, cause I gotta, you know, write this shit down more. So shit, just bear with me, fellas. I don't want y'all to feel like that I'm male bashing or some shit like that, but I want us to realize, man, that us as men, we gotta not fall in line, but be leaders. You know? Like, we are important. We have strength for a reason. We're physically strong for a reason. And we have our women with emotions for a reason. Because us men, we don't tune into that shit as much as our women do. So we have to understand that we need that balance of our women. And if we're not seeing eye to eye with our women, it's something we're not seeing eye to eye with ourselves. Or anybody for that matter. So, yeah, I know what it is, man. I'ma make a lot of videos on this segment, dog, just to keep us in tune with just making sure we're doing what we do as men. Some of y'all probably already doing this shit. This ain't nothing new to y'all. But if this can help somebody, shit, hey, stay tuned, man, because we're going to talk about it. Y'all know what to do, dog. It's Tony L Talks. Finish that blunt. Finish that bowl. Finish that cup, man. It's been 21 minutes. We're going to jump back in it. Peace and love, man. I'm out. Hey, yo, what it do, man? Y'all know what it is. It's Tony O Talks. And y'all know this episode, you know, I'm hollering at the fellas, man. I ain't got my weed with me. Well, I got it right here, but I'm already on my level, man. So I'm going to go ahead and just get this shit rolling. Y'all going to fire y'all shit up, pull up that cup and do what y'all got to do. But I wanted to holler at y'all, man. Well, some of us. And what I wanted to talk about was how some of us, you know, look at us guys who, you know, pay more attention to our woman than we do our homies and shit like that. Like, I find that shit to be weird and gay. You feel me? Like, not knocking people who like dudes and shit, but just for the guys, man. But anyways, like, I find that to be some awkward ass shit. And another thing that I realize is that some of us will influence one another on doing some stupid shit simply because we don't have what our homie got, or we don't have what the next man has. And so we try to wreak havoc on everybody else's shit. And I feel like that's the dumbest thing to do in the world, man. For the dudes out there who got them a woman, man, and they y'all hanging out with single dudes, man, that ain't nothing but trouble. If they ain't, you know, no real homeboys, you know, that's just waiting on a, you know, real down-to-earth, you know, female and shit like that, or they just doing them. You feel me? Hang with the... I'm going to just say, like, we got to pay attention to type of single dudes we hanging with, man. Like, you can't catch me hanging out with nobody that's at the club every night bringing females over and shit like that and just to fuck and shit. Like I don't hang around those type of single dudes. I ain't, like, if I'm hanging around somebody, like, a single dude and shit like that, like, we probably just kicking it, smoking it and shit like that and just on that. Like, if he doing his own thing with his woman and shit or his girlfriend or whatever he got going, like, that's on him, but... As far as operating in a way of trying to get me involved with other women, I don't hang with those type of single dudes, man. That ain't nothing but trouble in my eyes. And we gotta watch out for them type of guys, man. Because they'll see what you got and try to jump into that too. You feel me? Like, we gotta watch out, man, with
the shit that other guys will say. Like, I don't understand why there's some guys out there that'll be like, oh man, you always chilling with your woman, man. She got you all tied up and all this other bullshit. Like, the fuck you want me to do? Be tied up with you? Laid up with you all day? Hell no. The fuck? Of course I'ma be with my woman. I can't hang with no dudes all day, man. Like, the most you can get out of me is probably about 30 minutes to an hour, if that, man. I can't do it. I'm just not. That's just not who I am, you feel me? Like, it's hard for me to kick it with dudes for a long time, man. That shit's exhausting. Like, I can't. I just don't. I won't even say I can't. I just don't. That's not me. I like to kick it with my woman. And if anybody come to me talking about, oh, man, you with your woman 24/7, you damn right, nigga, you got a fucking problem. And that's just how I am with anybody. And I say to the guys, man, look, don't let nobody influence you to be doing no bullshit. For one, you a grown-ass man. So if you let another man influence you to do bullshit by your woman, you deserve to be called a lame and to be, you know, just deserve to be a simp-ass dude, man. No excuse. I can't even just say it's an excuse to that shit, man. It's none at all, dog. I can't allow myself to hang around somebody like that, dude. That's just bad, man. It's just limits to certain things, dog. I want to understand one thing, though. Like, why do... For my guys that tuning in and y'all on that side where y'all ridicule y'all homeboys that hang with they woman a lot, like, why do y'all do that shit? What's the point of that shit? Like, are y'all mad at the fact that they got somebody they can go home to, you know, and hang out with all day? Like, what the fuck? Like, what's the issue, man? Like, damn, I really want to know this shit. Because it makes no fucking sense, dog. Like, I haven't ran into nobody lately for the 2 years that I've been with my lady. But when I do run into somebody like that, dog, it's going to be fucking funny. I'm going to put that shit in the podcast because, for one, I'm willing to bet that they either ain't got a girlfriend and got hard times with women and have been getting rejected from women, so it's like they got this mentality where they know they won't get rejected by a guy's presence. And so I guess that's why they hang with guys more than they do women, because women don't put up with men like that. You feel me? Like, it's no woman on this world that like a dude that hang out with his male friends more than he do with his girlfriend. No woman likes that shit. That's free game. Not one woman in the world. Don't get me wrong. A woman likes an independent man, or like a strong man and shit like that, who can socialize with other guys and shit like that, but not all that extra shit, man. I don't know. That's just one thing I wanted to... Well, a couple things I wanted to bring up. I didn't really expect to bring up more than that. So, for one, if y'all can answer that one question I had, you know, why do y'all... Well, for the guys who do this shit, why do y'all, like, ridicule guys for hanging with a woman more? You feel me? Like, I don't, like, why? What's the point? Get you a woman that holds you down. I mean, I won't even just say hold you down. Get you a woman that you can vibe with and live a fulfilling life with. And let me see who you gonna hang out with more. Shit. What the hell you gonna do? I can't socialize with guys for too long, man. Just because of that reason. I got a woman at home that can bring me 10 times, you know, more, you know, joy and excitement than I can around some fucking guys. Nah, dog. I take my woman. for the next 100 years. I'm trying to see what's another question, dog. I guess for, you know, the guys out there who, you know, got a more stable, you know, mindset with themselves and with their woman, I just, for one, want to just say congratulations, dog. And, like, are y'all like me, dog? Like, do y'all kick it with a lot of dudes and shit like that? Like, because I don't know, man. Like, I understand, like, it's certain times where, you know, you can, you know, get out and kick it with the homies and shit like that. I understand that shit. But I'm saying every day, all day. Like, am I the only one that's like that? Because I find it quite funny. I know I'm not the only one, but am I in the few? Like, give me some feedback on that shit, because maybe I'm just small-minded and don't like to be around guys a lot. But I would like to think that that's just, it's all on the fact that I just feel like being with my woman is way better. It's the time and energy that's being swapped is way better than what I do, you know, as far as hanging with guys. You know, that shit get boring. Dudes talk about the same shit all day. Ass, cars, and bullshit. Ain't got time for this shit, man. I'd rather hear how my lady day went. Well, I want to hear how my lady day went anyway. But should I rather hear that? I don't want to hear y'all bullshit. I'd rather hear something that's worth hearing. Being around somebody for a long amount of time that's worth being around. And I'm not wasting my time, you feel me? Just indulging in excess amount of bullshit. Well, I guess that just revolve around, you know, what kind of homies you got. I will say that. But even, you know, if I got like some cool, like I do got cool homeboys and shit like that, but I still don't hang around they ass a lot. Even for a long amount of time. I just don't. Like, they cool as hell. They know, you know, I kick it with my lady majority of the time. I ain't got no problem with it. But it's like, shit, I don't even kick it with them. So I can't even just say that it's because, you know, I got some sour-ass homeboys. That ain't even the case. My homeboy's pretty cool. Well, 2-3 that I got, they pretty cool. You know, they all, you know, pretty cool with their lady and shit like that, too. So, I mean, that's another factor. But shit, even when I was hanging with dudes, hanging around, you know, guys that were the opposite, you know, I mean, it's still the same shit. I don't know, man. Y'all help me out on this one. Shit, I guess I ain't really got too many messages to come with it. I guess one of them would be, like I said in the beginning, don't let nobody talk you into doing stupid shit just because they on some stupid shit. And what I mean by stupid shit, I'm speaking to my, you know, my guys out there who got a woman. And it's a dude out there that's like, oh man, you with your woman 24/7. Come on, man, let's go chill with some bitches. Nah, don't let nobody influence you to do no stupid shit. I guess I'm talking to the younger brothers, man. Don't let nobody talk you out of no stupid shit. That bros before whole shit. Look, that's some middle school bullshit. That's middle school. Leave it where it's at. And two, your lady gonna always be the realest one on your team regardless. So if you think spending time with spending majority of your time with your homeboys is better than spending majority of your time with your woman, you're gonna find out some real tough shit with your homeboys eventually. I promise you, so keep that shit in mind. I guess that's all, fellas. Peace and love, man. Y'all. y'all take care.
Hey, yo, what do my fellas out there, man? Y'all tuned into another segment of Tonio Talks. I'm rolling up, I ain't gonna lie to you. But I got my music playing, you know. Not the first time, you know, throwing music in my background, you know, with lyrics. But stay tuned, man, because when I get through rolling this blunt, dog, we're gonna get to talking about, you know, a legacy. Like, what kind of legacy we leaving behind, man? For real. Hey. By the way, man, hey, who heard that Keep On Money thing? This is your home. I fuck with it. I ain't gonna lie, I'm tucking and rolling right now, so I'll be a little quiet when I roll up. But I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all a little insight on what I'm trying to go in about. I've been thinking about, cause I ain't got kids, but, you know, I've been thinking lately about, you know, whenever that shit happened, like, what the fuck am I gonna leave behind, man? Like, to my daughters and my son and shit like that, like, what the fuck am I gonna leave behind? Like, I know that, you know, me and my woman was smart as hell and shit like that, but me personally, like, what can I tell my son, you know, if, you know, the world don't change as far as, like, this system and all of that shit? Like, what the hell, you know, what all do I have to tell my son and shit like that? So it's like, I'm learning, you know, everything that I can so that I can prepare them for the world for when I'm not here anymore, you know? And that shit just made me think, dog, like, we can't waste no more time, you know, on a lot of stupid shit that go on, you know, like this whole, like, I'm speaking, like, as far as, like, our actions and what we doing, you know, every day on a day-to-day basis. Like, man, we setting major examples, dude, like, every day, and we don't understand that shit, man. Like, I feel like, dog, we gotta, you know, get in line with making sure that we watching our actions, man. Like, because we got little ones watching us, dude. Like, I want to be able to leave behind, you know, to my sons and my daughters, you know, what, like, as far as, like, money and shit like that, I'm not speaking on that sense. I know that they'll be good and well off. But I'm speaking as far as, like, mentally, man, like, how to maneuver through this world with the amount of wisdom that they have and all the shit that they've learned. Because, man, if you ask me, if you yourself live in this world and you ignorant, how the fuck you think your kids gonna turn out? Like, we pass on so much shit to our children and don't even fucking notice it. That's why I, like, always talk about, you know, making sure that, you know, we making moves that are necessary to sustain in life. Because for those of y'all out there that got sons and daughters and shit, like, they watching this shit, man. And when it comes to us men, you know, we lay down the dominance of everything, like, letting everything be known, only saying things once, and it's sticking, you know. So we have to understand, man, all this shit that we doing now, like, this the shit that you're gonna pass down. So ask yourself, are the actions that you're doing today, you know, something that you want to pass down to your son? Like, the gangbang and shit, like, dog, you want your son or your daughter to be out here gangbanging for a dumbass cause? Like, rather than understanding that it's gangs out here called the police that'll kill them for having a pack of Skittles in their motherfucking hand. You feel me? Like, we gotta put them on, like, we have to learn and maneuver throughout this life as if we already have our sons and daughters, because that shit dictates how they gonna live and how they gonna be able to sustain through life, dude. Like, if we living about life in ignorance, man, we're gonna bring more ignorance, you know, into this world. And we're gonna be paranoid because we're gonna feel like, damn, we ain't teach them, you know, what we needed to learn, because we learned this shit at a later time in life. You feel me? I don't want my sons and my daughters to learn shit late, because my ass is out here bullshitting, not trying to learn this shit at an early age. You feel me? Like, dude, that shit's important, man. Whether or not it sounds corny, like, you have to correct your actions of today, dog. Like, think about what the fuck you doing, man, because eventually, That shit's gonna catch up to you. And that's gonna determine whether or not your kids make you proud or not. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna always, you know, strive to make sure that I'm doing what I have to do as a man and to become a stronger and better man, mentally and spiritually. You feel me? Because I know eventually I'm gonna have some little ones that's watching me. I got some little people that's watching me now. It's guys younger than me that I talk to, you know, that still look up to me to this day. You feel me? Young guys that's like 18 and shit like that that I talk to, man, like freshly jumping into college and shit that I run into, you know, and it makes me, you know, automatically, you know, get into my mode of making sure that I'm that better man image, you know, like I'm like this at home too, you feel me? So it's like, I'm always, you know, on that tip of making sure that the young people that look at me, they see, you know, something that's outside of their norm. You feel me? Like, everybody that run into me know that I'm pushing to become a greater man, and I'm pushing other people to become greater men also, and other people to become better people also, you know? Like, I plant seeds everywhere I fucking go, you know? And I feel like that's what we need to all be on as men, because, like, the women, they will have, you know, what they have to teach, you know, our daughters and shit like that, but what we have to teach as men to our sons and our daughters, like, that's a whole different ball game also, you feel me? Like, survival is one thing that we all, us as men, you know, take pride in, you know, knowing how to master survival and shit like that. Like, I know that us as a human being wholeheartedly, you know, strive to survive, but we, you know, we provide, you know, ourselves with the necessary tools to survive. And women are more mental with it. We're more physically capable of living in this world and surviving and shit like that. So we have to pass that shit down. And that revolves around how we move throughout this world. You know, what actions we're doing every day, you know, to basically shape the world around us. Put my lighter at mine. Hello. But real shit, dude, like, damn, I really just wanna, like, as far as me personally, like, this is my thing. I want to be able to, you know, plant seeds within younger people and let them know that, you know, they have, you know, the ability to live a sustaining life and a better life every day. You know, I'm willing to, you know, I want to be able to, you know, influence the people around me to become better people, you know, like, I don't want to leave this earth knowing that, you know, I wasn't able to influence someone to become better, to shape the world in a different way that helps everybody in humanity. You feel me? Like, I have big goals of helping, you know, to change the world and to change the mind of not only people around me, but my future kids when I have them. You feel me? Like, I feel like, dog, we got to get more on thinking like that, dude. Like, learn every day so we know what to pass down mentally. Like, real shit. It's just, man, it's a lot of shit that I know that, you know, us as men have to pass down, you know, and it's things that women do also. But my whole point is, you know, focus mainly on what we're doing as men, because we're mainly the face of, we're the face of a lot of shit in society in America. So it's like every move that we make, you know, it's filmed and it's put on TV, and, you know, like, that's what the youth sees of us, you know, selling drugs and out in the streets doing bullshit, beefing with each other for bullshit reasons, fighting over women and all this other crazy ass shit, you know, that's not important. You feel me? Fight for women instead of over, if you ask me, you know. Like, it's so many different things that I feel like we need to pay more attention to. You know, and I think that's one of the most vital things. You know, living every day and learning, you know, the necessary things we need to learn at an early age. So that when that time does come where we have children, or, you know, for those of us who already have children, like, we have to pay attention to, you know, the shit that we learn. Like, we can't, you know, focus on all this negative. Like, I don't want to pass down love and hip-hop
and fucking cartoons to my children. You know, I feel like that's not gonna benefit them. You know, I want to pass down to my children, you know, things that I've learned, such as, you know, how to communicate, how to, you know, make something out of nothing, you know, how to be optimistic, how to, you know, motivate themselves when, you know, they don't have anybody else around them to motivate them, you know, how to accomplish a goal, you know, how to find balance within everything around you in your life. You know, those are the type of things that I want to pass down to my children outside of money and wealth, because I want them to accumulate their own wealth and understand that they have the ability to, you know, reap the benefits of their own blessings that they've been gifted since birth. You know, like, like, man, it can be that simple, or you can live the rest of your life knowing that you got kids out here doing dumb shit. Like, my mama did a great ass, my mama did a great fucking job. Both of my parents did a great fucking job of making sure that we weren't out in the streets doing no dumb ass shit. Making sure that we learned everything that we needed to learn instead of shit that wasn't important. My mama and my pops, you know, was always fucking on our ass, you know, about the shit that we doing, whether it's about school, money, like stealing all that shit. You feel me? Like, I got my ass tore up one time because I was stealing out of my pops' little coin jar and shit like that. Tore my ass up. But that shit taught me at an early age, you know, stealing ain't the way to go. You know, you got to get that shit on your own. And after that, you know, I got my little job at the barbershop. So it was like, man, my parents were able to, you know, show me that it's important to instill the right shit into the minds of your children, because they will be the exact, you know, replica of who you are. Well, half of who you are, half of both of your parents. You're going to be an exact replica of both of your parents, inside and out. So it's like, don't waste your fucking time in your life on bullshit. And the time where you have kids, they're going to be on the same bullshit. I don't want my kids around other bullshit kids. And I don't hang around other bullshit people. So that's why I'm not focused on bullshit. We got to get with that shit too, dog. Like, I know it's plenty of us out there that don't hang around, you know, guys that gang bang and all this other crazy ass shit. But it's like, for those of us who don't pay attention to this shit, man, you better fall in line. You better start leading the right way, in the right direction. Because you're not contributing to society. You feel me? Like, you gotta wise up, dog. Real shit. Like, I feel like a lot of guys, you know, going soft on being a man. They feel like it's too hard of a job. You feel me? Like, I don't understand that shit. Like, a lot of us bitching about all this bullshit, and it's mainly because they don't have too much money in their pocket, which is why I say, you know, it's more important to focus on, I won't say it's more important than money, but it's on the same spectrum where, you know, your intelligence is what buys you everything in life. It's how you get money, for one. So, think about that shit, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Shit, I ain't even finished this blunt, but I do want y'all to know, man, fuck all this bullshit, dude. We gotta learn the shit that we need to learn at an early age. Fuck that, we in our 20s now. Some of us in our 30s. We too old to be doing this bullshit, man. I got more things to teach rather than, you know, me talking about smoking weed. I barely talk about smoking weed. I probably did one episode about it, but I got something more to talk about than, you know, how I love smoking weed. You feel me? Like, that's why I don't even talk about it in my podcast, because I don't want that to be the main image of who I am. You know, I want people to understand that I'm the person that's standing outside of what the norm is. You feel me? I want to be where I am, you know, the only individual I know that's working on themselves to become a better person and to change the world. And I'm going to spread this energy everywhere I go, whether it's around your kids or whoever. You feel me? I'm always speak of wisdom, you know, with you and with everybody I'm around, you feel me? Because it's necessary. And I want to show people why I do it. And I want y'all to show other people why y'all do it also. Like, we got to reach each other and teach each other the shit that we don't know. And don't back down from learning from another man. Just because you don't know it and they do, that doesn't mean that you less of a man. It just means that you have an opportunity to learn some new shit. We got to put that our fucking pride to the side, dog. Like, I understand, you know, we all want to grow to be our own man and learn our own shit. But, dude, we're not going to get too far without one another. You feel me? We need each other, dude. I'll be the ones that take a village to raise, you know, raise a child. That shit's real. If we got one person in the village doing some stupid shit, we're going to have to sit his ass down and be like, hey, you bullshitting. We got kids watching you. Like, we can't have all of us on the good path and you doing some bullshit. You got to get your shit together. And that's how, you know, we're able to construct the image of men around us. You know, the image of the young ones looking at us. So they know what's a real good role model. You feel me? I've been blessed to have great role models of men in my life, you feel me? So I want to be able to pass down that blessing that I was, you know, blessed with, you feel me? So just think about this shit, dog, because I'm always think about it. I ain't got kids yet, like I said, I ain't got kids yet. I'm waiting on that shit because I want to make sure that, you know, I've learned at least the basic amount of shit that I need to know before I bring a child into this world. You know, before we bring a child into this world. You feel me? I know enough now, you feel me? But I feel like I don't know enough because I know it's too much out there to learn. You feel me? I've died not knowing a lot of shit, but I want to learn at least the things that I feel are important before I reach a certain age or certain ages in my life. You feel me? I'm talking about shit in my life at the age of 23 that I talk to people that's 40, 50 some, and they like, damn, how you know this? You that young? You feel me? My mama and everybody else told me, you know, I'm always ahead of my time. And at first, I felt like, you know, I was moving too fast with the things that I was learning. But it's like now, I'd rather learn, like she said, you know, I'd rather learn this shit early. Well, it's best to learn that shit early than to learn this shit late. So fuck it, man. I'ma keep on going. I'ma keep on climbing. And we all gotta keep that mindset, dog. Keep going. Keep pushing. I salute all those proud fathers out there that do that damn thing, man. That's out there, you know, raising their young ones to, you know, be real great young men, you know, reach their potential. I really respect that shit, dog, and I don't feel like, you know, it's acknowledged as much as it is, you know, amongst the men culture, but I acknowledge that shit, man. I commend all good fathers. Like, I want to commend more great fathers, and I am, you feel me? Especially when I become one. Like, man, I'm proud of my cousin and shit. Nunu, I know you hear this shit. Hell, I'm hella proud of you, dog. Like, shit, you push me to be a great role model for when that shit do happen for me, you know? Like, when I do be blessed with kids, like, shit, you push me, shit. D, shit, you push me. Like, all my cousins push me. The one, like, everybody, all y'all push me to, you know, make sure that I'm ready for this shit. And I thank y'all, dog. Hell, shit, my pops, Kevin. You feel me? Like, him too. Like, I ain't leaving nobody out, dog. Be the best father you can be, man. If I left somebody out, look, boy, if you know you're a great father, dude, look, just add yourself in that shit like I said, like. But that's really all, dog. My overall message is, you know, lead by example. No matter if it's leading, you know, guys older than you or leading the youth. Lead by example, you know. Make sure that every move that you make is a move that somebody can learn from other than yourself. You know, life is chess, dog. You're a king. And you gotta move like one. Much love and respect to all my men out there that on their grind, on their real shit. Stay tuned, man. Peace and love, dog. I'm out.
Yo, what it do, fellas and ladies? How y'all doing, man? I hope y'all, you know, out there doing the damn thing, you know, feeling good, living great, fuck good, you know? But, man, I just got through watching this interview from Caliber. And, man, he just made me think about my lady, dog. Like, he was just talking about, you know, how, you know, a lot of people don't appreciate, you know, the person in their life because they're still chasing the material shit in other people. You feel me? And to just better break that down, meaning, you know, a lot of people, like a lot of guys and girls out there are chasing the dudes or chasing the girls, you know, who look good on the outside, chocolate skin tone, big booty, you know, big titties or, you know, whatever the case may be, and eventually, you know, they realize that they just, I wouldn't necessarily say they realize, but eventually, like, it will come to a point to where, you know, that relationship fails because they were seeking their partner through material, through a material perception, you know, and that's what's different from my relationship with my woman. You know, I appreciate my woman because of her heart, you know. And not only her heart, but her mind, you know. My lady makes sure that she put forth the effort, you know, to get her shit done and, you know, make sure that, you know, she, you know, makes me feel like I'm appreciated and shit like that. You know, like, I didn't get that shit in none of my other relationships. Like, none of that shit. Like, none of my exes showed me an effort and shit on my half, too. Like, I was on some bullshit, too. So, it's like, after I grown to, you know, learn how to appreciate, you know, women for who they were, you like, it was easy for me to spot that shit within my woman. And that's why, you know, I hold her so dearly, you know, because, man, like, dude, this shit literally is, to me personally, like, one in a million. Like, it's not too often that people are getting together because they see the value in that person, you know? Like, a lot of people give up on, you know, relationships simply because they've gotten with a person and they've put this whack-ass perception on them, like, oh, they fine as hell. I know they good. I know they're a good person, you know? And they get with the person, you know, have sex and all that shit like that. And then when it comes time to really know that person for who they are, they're not really interested in that shit because they automatically think, oh, they fine, so they must be, you know, already on their shit or whatever the case may be. Like, I really can't really pinpoint that part. But as far as, like, getting with the person through a materialistic perception, like, I've been there and done that shit, man. Like, when I got with my lady, I didn't give a fuck whether or not she was pretty or ugly. Like, my lady is pretty to me, don't get me wrong. But it's like, that's not why I got with my lady. You know, I got with my lady because of how sweet she was, you know, and just her heart. You feel me? Like, my lady got a big-ass motherfucking heart. Like, she's sweet as fuck. Like, she would do, and like, she would fucking move mountains to get some shit to fucking work, dog. Like, that's what I fucking appreciate. Like, when I look back on my old relationships, I didn't have that shit, you know? I didn't even really look at that shit. I didn't even pay attention to that shit, dude, because, you know, I was in the, you know, a immature mind state, you feel me? But now it's like I realized just how valuable, you know, I won't say now, but speaking in the term of, you know, getting with my lady, like, I had to realize the value that she held, you know, not only just in her, but in myself, you know. Like, she sees the value within me. Like, my lady know I got a great motherfucking heart, you know. Like, I can be mean when, you know, people do me wrong, but other than that, like, I got a great motherfucking heart. And that's what keeps us together, you know. Like, we know the value within each other. And a lot of people are lacking that shit nowadays in their relationship. They don't even see the value in their own partner. You feel me? They don't see what they do for them. They don't see the effort that they put in and all of that shit. And it's like, man, that's why a lot of people aren't lasting. Like, you have to be open to that shit. You have to pay attention to your partner. You have to pay attention to yourself. What do you allow? What do you, what you don't allow? What do you believe in? Like, do you believe in your partner? You feel me? Like, it's just so much that, you know, we can think about rather than just looking at them from a materialistic standpoint, what they got, you know, how they look and shit like that. Like, that should be a fucking bonus. That should not be the first thing you looking at when you with the person. Don't get me wrong. You can read the person based off of how they dress, how they walk, how they talk, and the shit that they, you know, are entertained by. But
at the same time, you can't necessarily just go off of that alone. You feel me? Like, you have to really deeply get to know a person. And if you're not willing to deeply get to know a person and understand them, then you won't get nowhere with any other relationship that you hop into. You're going to be hopping from relationship to relationship. I promise you. Until you learn how to value yourself, you'll know how to value somebody else. You know, you'll know how to, until you, you know, believe in yourself and not give up on yourself, you'll know how to not give up on other people, you know, that actually want to make the effort. You feel me? Like, that's one thing that I love about me and my woman, dog. Like, we never give up on each other. Never give up on each other. That's not even a motherfucking option. You know, like, we talk our shit out. It's times where, you know, shit get a little rough or whatever like that, but that shit does not, that shit don't even come close to, you know, how we get shit done. You feel me? Like, that shit's one in a fucking million. You feel me? Like, and I feel like a lot of people just need to take that shit into consideration, you know? If you're in a relationship with somebody and you see the value that they hold, you need to hold them up to that value. You feel me? Like, treat them accordingly, you know? Like, you can't be trying, you can't come into somebody's life that know their value and try to treat them like shit. Because since, like when you think about it, they know their value. The moment you try to treat them like shit and you think that, you know, they won't notice that shit, oh, trust me, they will. Trust me, they will. And you're going to be fucking heartbroken. You're going to be sitting looking disgusted because you don't have that person in your life no more. And you don't even know how the fuck you lost them. Until you realize you're not supposed to get with somebody based off of materialistic perceptions. You know, you're supposed to get with the person. Look, I won't say supposed to. Like, when you're getting with the, like, when you, you know, have your eye on somebody, look at them from a, you know, a value perception or whatever. I'm trying to find different words to use so I don't say the same word or whatever. But y'all get what I'm saying. Like, quit getting with people based off of what they have, how they look. And, like, just this altered perception of what you believe them to be, you know? Because shit won't work like that. When all smoke and mirror gets cleared and you see that person for who they really are, you're gonna be mad as a motherfucker when you realize that they not who you thought they were, you know? And that's the case with every relationship, you know? When we fall in love with the person, we have this, you know, lens. We see them through this lens of being perfect, you know. And after a while, that shit fade and you see them for who they really are. That's when, you know, shit really hit the fan and you really make that decision whether or not, you know, y'all know that y'all gonna stick through that shit or not. But that comes with the value that you bring to that relationship. If you bring effort, communication, loyalty, trust, what's the other word I'm looking for? Comprehension. When you bring shit like that to a relationship, that's deemed as valuable. When you bring goals, beliefs that basically helps you progress, you know, that brings value to your relationship. It makes it hard for you to give up on each other because y'all know the value that y'all hold within each other. You feel me? Like, this some real shit, dude. Like, I don't know how the hell me and my lady would ever fucking break up, because when I think about everything she do for me and she what she do for herself and what she do for our home, it's like, man, please, fuck that shit. We can make it through this. You feel me? It's like all that my lady asked is, you know, that I just don't give up on her like everybody else gave up on her. You feel me? And that's something I know I can stand on. Why? Because it's already embedded in me to not give up on shit. I fight to the fucking tooth and nail, my nigga. I'd be damned if I quit. I'd be damned if I let somebody see me quit, because that's just not me. And so it's like, that's not even a hard task for me to not give up on her. You feel me? And a lot of people don't fucking have that. Like, that's why, you know, my lady treats me how she does, because she ain't never had nobody in her life that actually treated her, you know, based on her value. You feel me? Like, a lot of people have taken advantage of my lady. And don't get me wrong, like, I be on my lady about, you know, making sure that, you know, she don't let that shit happen. You know, like build yourself up. Like, that shit's real, man. If you're going to build with the person, you're going to fucking build with them. Don't bring no material ass shit to this relationship, to a relationship, and think that that's what the foundation will be made out of. material shit weathers away, my nigga. Get you something that's solid, something that lasts. And don't bring no fake shit like plastic. Plastic lasts, but plastic ain't real. You feel me? Don't have no plastic foundation. Get you something solid and concrete. You know? That's really all I got for today, man. Look, y'all stay happy, stay healthy, and just progress forward, man. If this segment, you know, resonate with you, man, and you got a partner or wife, husband, whatever the fuck, like, or shit, y'all single and you trying to get with a person, look, make sure that you look at your partner for who they are, you know, and just look at the value that they hold within. Like, appreciate your motherfucking partner. Put in the effort to make sure that, you know, y'all strong. Put in the effort to make sure that y'all growing, that y'all making progress, y'all setting goals. Because if you don't, shit's gonna start to feel boring, it's gonna start to feel basic. And after that, you know, it usually ends in a split. So just take that shit into consideration, man. I'm out. Peace and love, y'all.